from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Limits, play your most depressing Florence Nightingale quote from yesterday. This was Bob Nightingale on with the PM guys, and this reminded me of seeing Ron in the morning.
I can't see him being buyers, not big-time buyers by any means, just in the sense where, you know, you've already gone through the whole pain of rebuilding everything else, so you're not going to give away top prospects just for a shot at going for it. In the, I think realistically, they say, you know what, next year's our year.
Sure.
You know, Skeens, everybody else.
Bob,
you know, now we don't have to worry about, you know, pitch counts and innings counts and do that.
I don't know. Is next year their year? What you might have to worry about is an injury, because something like 40% of all young power pitchers at least undergo the knife at some point. All I know is Skeens is healthy now. That's what I know.
Again, what kind of ass backwards way of doing business is that you say we've got good players, right? But we're afraid we might actually have to play them in September and October because we're winning.
It's amazing.
But
he might be right that's what they're thinking.
I'm not saying Bob Nightingale's wrong. I actually probably agree with him. My point is, we've been sold this song for so long from the Pirates that there are actually people out here that still buy this nonsense. That's the worst part. The people that, you know, that rip me on Twitter because I have the audacity to say they need to go make a deal, and I don't give a damn if it means they get rid of Delgado, who's the 20th prospect, and what's the other guy? Mitch Jeb. Who cares? Neither of those guys mean a thing to me. And for that matter, neither does DeMar Johnson, neither does Bubba Chandler, neither does Solomato, neither does any of them. I care about this team winning this year, period. And we'll worry about next year. And as I said to somebody yesterday who got, you know, wanted to bring the whole, well, I'd rather be good for the long haul, as if that's going to happen, I brought up the fact that, oh, by the way, this pitching staff, you have it in place for the next 3 or 4 years. So the idea that you're mortgaging the future because you get rid of Mitch Jeb, or what's the other guy I always like to bring up? Harrington? Is that another guy's name, right?
Yeah, Thomas Harrington.
Right, Thomas Harrington. Oh, my God! What are we going to do? Thomas Harrington! I can't imagine giving him up! I can't imagine the Pirates surviving, giving up Thomas Harrington and Mitch Jeb and Delgado!
Might be giving voice there to what's going on in Ben Cherington's head. I wonder if that's what he's
thinking.
That's
what I'm saying. And yesterday, Joe, you'd have loved this. I don't mean to cut you off here, but this is a sore subject with me because they get away with it because people allow them to get away with it. Yesterday, I said it's time we stop. Because, of course, you know, the first two calls were, well, it's Nutting's fault. It's Nutting's fault. He doesn't want to spend. He doesn't want to blah, 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 blah. Listen, it's high time we stop letting Ben Cherington off the hook. Because I firmly believe that he has the ability to make a deal if he wants to.
Okay, that's perfect. Because I got a bunch of tweets today, or what do you call, if it's called X, what are the actual missives called?
They're still tweets.
X's?
They're still tweets to me. Tweets? They're okay. Not X's. That's a completely different thing.
Because I wrote, is Bob Nutting preventing Cherington from making a good, from making a big move? Is he the guy that needs to make it happen?
Not.
And all I got was, or no. It was a tweet last night saying Ben Cherington needs to make a move. This team in this city owes it. They're owed a gutsy move at the deadline. And all I got was, it's up to Nutting, not Cherington. Open the checkbook. At this point in this season, we all feel the same way about Bob Nuttington. About Nuttington. Everybody feels the same way. They don't spend enough on their baseball team. Everybody feels the same way. But at this point right now in this season, it's not about the checkbook. It's about prospect capital. And what you're willing to give up. But, Paul, I will say this. Cherington has already failed this team. He has. He should have been collecting bats. Minor moves for professional at-bats so you don't go into games with Aliika Williams. He didn't do it. He's already failed the team. If he doesn't make a move by 6 p.m. tonight, that does ultimately go back to Nutting. If for no other reason, then Nutting's the guy who hired the GM who failed. That's a failure on Nutting's part. Part two of that is he's the boss. He can order a move. He can order it. Right. He's the boss.
Hello. So what my point is...
A man that neither of us know just walked into the studio. How are you? Who's he? He might be one of our bosses, which could be big trouble. I don't know who he is.
Oh, Craig Rowley is down the hall.
If you go all the way down the hall, ask where Craig is.
Wait, if you go down
this
the hallway...
This is a miracle.
Hold up. If you go down the hallway there... You get to the end, make a right and a quick left, and as you're walking past the vending machines that don't work, by the way.
Yeah, they don't
the
work.
The very next door in your right is Craig Rowley's office.
Yeah, bathrooms out to your left.
Yes.
Vending machine out to your left.
There's an empty candy jar there, and well, that's about all. But the vending machine, don't use a cart. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
We had this.
Thank you.
We had this meltdown yesterday, Joe. Remember my friend from Penn Trafford, the guy from Penn Trafford that I went to school with.
The vending machine
guy. He was back there. The damn thing didn't work again yesterday, and I was late getting back to the sit here to do the show because I was fiddling with it.
Anyway. Am I hallucinating, or did a man just wander into the studio and ask where Craig Riley's office is?
That did actually happen, yes.
Now, the bad thing would be if that was... He looked like a young man, here for an internship.
He looked like an intern.
But the other side of me says he's an executive from Odyssey.
Yes, exactly.
He's job shadowing.
That could be very bad. Paul, ultimately, in my opinion, the buck stops with Nutting.
It does, but here's the thing: if he's a guy that wants to allow his baseball people to make baseball decisions,
yeah.
If I say to you, you have a green light to make a deal, and you come back and you say, well, there's nothing that made sense. See, like to me, this is where the line between the Jerry Joneses of the world and the hands off owners of the world. There is somewhere in between where
there is.
If you're the owner, you walk down to the office and say, listen, Ben. I can really, appreciate your love of Mitch Jeb. But if we don't have Taylor Ward or Rooker or one of these guys here tonight, you will not have a job tomorrow. That's how I would do it. But here's the other part of it, though. The whole Nutting, well, he won't spend. He won't this. He won't that. It's like, oh, really? I get it. Nobody on the planet would make the argument that he doesn't spend enough. However... Are we just going to creatively ignore the fact that he authorized, regardless of what you want to say, he authorized $10.5 million for Aroldis Chapman this offseason? Are we going to, Or $8 million for Martin Perez?
No, there's no doubt two things can be true.
My point is, I cannot believe, if you look at the salaries of the guys we're talking about, you're talking about maybe adding $2.5 million max to the payroll for the rest of the year, and not even that much. If you look at most of the salaries we're talking about here, right? I cannot believe that would be the reason why Ben Cherington isn't making a move.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's about prospect capital at this point in the season, not money. I mean, there could be one or two if you're not bringing in a guy with a $25 million contract for next year. But who's available who would fall under that umbrella? It's not about that. But ultimately, you have admitted, and I would agree, that the buck stops with Bob Nutting. Yeah, you got to let your GM do his job. And up till this point, July 30th, Ben Cherington has failed miserably. For the most part, he's done some very good things, as we pointed out last week when I was here. Namely, drafting Paul Skeens over Dylan Cruz when most of baseball thought it would go the other way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But in this season, he has mostly failed. And Bob Nutting needs to go down there to that office and say, by 6 p.m., something's getting done here. I don't care if it makes sense or not. Do it.
And you have to be comfortable saying no.
That's the other thing. You have to be comfortable saying no. Here's the thing. You're the Pirates. You're not that far out. You're two games out. You're two games out. And listen, I don't care what, you know, if this makes people upset or whatever. In some ways, you've done it with smoke and mirrors. You've done it with, you know, Michael A. Taylor and Grandal homering one in the same night. You've done it with, you know what I'm saying? You've done it with smoke and mirrors of guys who have fought and scratched and clawed and got to where they're at. You're two games over. You're two games over, and you're two games, you know, out of the wild card. To me, go get some help. This team. This idea, and I keep hearing it, and mostly it's from the prospect wonks. You know, the clowns out there that, you know, I say they have posters of Mitch Jeb in their room, and, you know, they stare at it, you know.
Dare you disrespect my Mitch Jeb poster?
Yeah, exactly.
You think the majority, isn't that the vast minority, though?
No, the
prospect delusional. I think the vast, if you polled every single person who watches Pirate games regularly asked them, would you give up top prospects to bring in help? I think 95% would say yes.
Right. I think even the prospect wonks would say yes. But then you start saying, okay, would you give this up or that up? Well, we can't do that.
Let's hear from them. Not the prospect wonks, but people in general.
Here's Evan in Pittsburgh.
What's up, Evan?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really got to say, I pretty much kind of agree with a lot of what Paul said at the very end there. The biggest thing is they have a chance. Like, they're pretty much mediocre right now, two games over. They won a lot of fluky games. If they did add one or two bats, even if they were more mediocre, that's better than putting out Connor Joe, Alika Williams, even my one friend said Nick Gonzalez has even been struggling a little bit recently, and now he's hurt too.
That's the other thing, like, that happens here, Evan, is that guys like McCutchen and Gonzalez, who have been pretty good, and they've both been clutch at times, especially Gonzalez, are actually nobody's 1-5 hitters. Now, somebody else pointed out the other day, McCutchen's batting average or OPS was 1 point above the average DH. Oh, so what are we going to do, throw a ticker tape parade?
Mm-hmm.
Both of those guys have been slumping pretty much for 2 months, but go ahead.
And
they look like stars in this lineup.
Well, and that's the other thing I wanted to point out was when you look at the Astros lineup yesterday, Reynolds and Cruz would have been the only two guys who would even be on their, not just their starting lineup, probably on their major league roster right now. And I mean, you know, we're not the Houston Astros, but we can do something here. And I just think just bring something in here, get some help. And to answer the other question, definitely falls on both Charrington and Nutting.
Yes.
We said last year we needed to give Shelton the chance to manage a roster. Shelton still hasn't had a chance to manage a roster because he's putting out 4 to 5 guys a game who are batting under 250. So I don't think Shelton's the answer at manager, but we still haven't really seen him get to manage an actual good baseball team here. We're below mediocrity at the bats, and if we just got a little bit of hitting.
Some of the guys last night, appreciate the call, and three of the heroes, really, I will acknowledge that from last night. Grandal came in at 182, Triolo at 199, Bay is now at 188, Key Brian Hayes 239, Connor Joe 237, hasn't hit in 2 months. Michael A. Taylor was at about 200, hasn't hit really ever. Palacios at 230. Palacios is a bench guy, and I like him. I like his energy. I like some of his power, but he's a bench guy, borderline major leaguer. This guy, Ben Charrington, should have been collecting bats and should still try to collect 2 or 3 just so they have depth and a bench, if nothing else down the stretch. My God, he had to turn to Connor Joe yesterday. and he had to turn to Michael A. Taylor when Palacios got hurt. And yes, Taylor was the hero, but you get the point. And Alika Williams is on the team. I just can't get over that. What a failure by Ben Charrington. Not Bob Nutting in that case. You're right, Paul. You hire a guy and give him free rein to do his job. And look at what Charrington has wrought with the lineup.
Right.
But between now and 6 p.m., and ultimately, it falls on Nutting.
There's no question. It's absolutely right. To me, it falls – well, no. It falls on Nutting – ultimately, all of it does, because it's his team.
And his hire.
But I'm not going to give Ben Charrington a pass here. And again, his hire is not doing a job that he's been hired to do. And the thing about it is, this is year 5. This isn't year 3. Year 3, I might have listened to some of the, some of the rationalization as to why they're not going to make a deal and why it doesn't make sense. I might have listened to that. But we're in year 5. And you have a pitching staff that can win. I mean, quite frankly, the last 2 days, the only reason they won the games is because their pitching staff was so good. It's the only reason they won the last 2 games is because their pitching staff was able to keep these teams off the scoreboard while they were, yesterday, the first 5 innings of the game, they were getting, it was a perfect game by the Astros. They had a tomato can that started but the only reason the Pirates are able to hang in these games is the pitching staff. Well, you've got a pitching staff that is that good. Go get them some help. Go get them guys that can hit. Anyway.
Let's go back to the phones. I would point out, Paul, that the guy who started for them is actually very good, but he's a relief pitcher.
He's a reliever, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the Pirates have had some success there. It's some of the other guys they faced. That's all season, for God's sakes. Go to the phones.
Justin in Ohio.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really don't even know where to begin with them. They're so maddening to watch at times, and then they'll pull a rabbit out of their hat like they did the last 2 days. I think – I'm going to echo what you guys are saying, especially you, Joe. Just go get somebody. Just go get a Kevin Pillar, which is crazy to even think that he would be a massive upgrade just based on his career numbers. I know he's having a really good year this year, but just go get him. Go get Taylor Ward. Go get somebody. The fans, really, we are owed it more than anything. And then you look at the schedule, the next 9 of the next 12 games, they play the Padres and the Diamondbacks, two teams that they are fighting with. So they can control a lot of their own destiny. They don't have to rely on these other teams to beat these guys. They can go out and do it themselves if they get some help. And my last point is you're not only 2 games out of the third wild card, you're 2.5 games out of the first wild card.
Yeah.
Could you imagine having Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller start 2 home games in the wild card series? Could you imagine that?
Well, that's
insane.
That's the whole point. And I think Paul has tried to make it. Appreciate the call. And we've all made the point. There's a massive opportunity here. This isn't, Bob Nightingale was reflecting what the Pirates may think of themselves. Yeah, we're barely above 500. We might have to limit some of these pitchers the second half of the season here, or the last third of the season. Next year's really the year.
Yeah.
No, man, yeah. You don't know what next year holds. You have no idea what next year might hold. The opportunity is here, right in front of their faces.
Exactly.
And if they get there, everybody in baseball agrees that I've heard, and I watch all these shows and listen to all these shows and read a bunch of crap like we all do, is everybody agrees that if you are matched against the Pirates in a playoff series of any kind, you got troubles because you got Skeens once, twice, 3 times in a 7-game series, probably not, but twice, Keller twice, Jones when he comes back, assuming he comes back. That bullpen, if it stays intact. Majinski, Bednar, Holderman, Chapman. You got problems. Now you need to give Shelton just some options. All these games are going to be close. Playoff games are close. So when he turns down the dugout, when it's 1-1 in the 8th inning, he doesn't see Aliko, Williams, Connor, Joe, and Michael A. Taylor.
Right.
Next, let's get to here.
Let's go.
Limits.
Here's Bill in New Jersey.
What's up, Bill?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I agree with Paul. I called a couple of days ago about emptying out the farm, and that I've been waiting since 1979 for the next year forever. So they need to go out and get guys today, and not just one. They need 2 or 3 guys in this lineup. It's incompetent, and you can't tell me they can't empty the farm and go get Rooker, Ward, and Diaz. If you got all 3 of them dudes, they're all uncontrollable years cheap. I don't know why he won't empty the
Here's the thing. For those 3 guys, Paul, we appreciate the call. You wouldn't have to come close to emptying your system. That's the
for
real
some
kicker
people
here.
Trading any for some people, the idea of trading any prospects is cleaning out your system, emptying your system. That's what has me frustrated the most.
Here's the other kick in the you-know-whats. Is the deal they made for this left-handed reliever, I wouldn't have given up that prospect. Limits. That kid is averaging 14 strikeouts per 9. Give me a hitter and I'll give up almost anybody. They bring in a mediocre left-handed reliever and they give up an actual prospect who's blowing people away at Double-A?
Yeah, and I asked around about this guy that they gave up, and the text I got back was he's having an unreal year, was a cheat code on the mound
the
this year.
One time
from
he,
someone
he
familiar
gives up
with
a
him.
Prospect, Paul. It's for a mediocre left-handed reliever, and you watch. 14 strikeouts per 9 for this kid. All right, let's get to Destiny's Child. He's next. One of our favorite times of the week. The manager coming up later. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage, presented by Smale Kia. And brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Russell Wilson again. Not with the first team. Has he participated at all today?
Yes, he's actually been rotating with the first team offense.
Taking actual snaps.
Have been taking actual snaps. Yes.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.